Fort Frances. In an open letter to the Township of Emo's Council, Borderland Pride is willing to drop its human rights complaint against Emo's Council, for which a hearing is scheduled to take place this summer. In June, our complaint about your bigoted and discriminatory decision to refuse to recognize Pride Month in 2020 will proceed to a full hearing on its merits before the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario. The hearing is scheduled for 5 days. Our legal team will be ready, the letter reads. In 2020, Emo's Council voted 3-2 against declaring Pride Month and displaying a Pride flag at the municipal office during Pride Week. It was this decision that led the Pride organization to file a human rights complaint. Since then, Borderland Pride has made several attempts to ask Council to change its decision, however Mayor Harold McQuaker, Cown, Harold Bovin, and Cown, Warren Toll stood by their decision. Borderland Pride points out that the municipality has spent tens of thousands of dollars of public dollars in legal fees. This comes at a time when council slashed funds out of the Emo Public Library, leaving the library to rely on public donations to stay afloat. This is playing out while your council is soliciting public donations to keep the lights on at its public library, including accepting handouts from the local food bank, it says in the letter. If Emo's Council is willing to accept Borderland Pride's proposal, it will have to issue a formal apology, pay a settlement, enter into diversity and inclusion training, and commit to adopting a Pride proclamation without removing any 2SLGBTQIA+ affirming language. In return, Borderland Pride will donate 1/3 of the settlement to the Emo Public Library if it hosts a drag story time event later this year. Moreover, Borderland Pride will host a charitable drag event in Emo with the proceeds going to support the library and the township providing the venue at no charge. This is a good deal. You should take it. The alternative is to continue to waste taxpayer money fighting a losing battle in defense of bigotry and hate. That path will be embarrassing for your municipality and council, the letter states. Borderland Pride is giving Emo Council until May 3 to accept the offer. Dougal Media did not receive comment from the Township of Emo by deadline.